Hi, I'm Kelly King. I am not the runner in my family, but when I was in high school, I was determined to give it my best shot. There was a new cross-country team for girls, and because I have a younger sister who is a great runner, I thought, well, why not? So for 3 years, I ran cross-country, and my success was pretty limited. I'm not even sure I ever enjoyed running, but I learned some powerful lessons in the process. One of those lessons was to never give up and to never stop trying. While I might not have been one of the fastest runners on the field, I was always pushed by the other runners to keep going. To stop in a race was a disgrace to your team and to your school. I was reminded again of this principle last year when my son decided to run cross country. His discipline and dedication to run several miles each day was a new experience, and every day I saw him getting stronger in the process. His endurance increased, and overall, I saw him become a better athlete because of running. During one particular meet, I went to watch him. As he passed the halfway mark, Connor looked really strong, and he was competing at a good pace. He didn't seem to be struggling, and I knew he still had a mile and a half to go. So I went to the finish line, and I waited for him to pass by. But there was no sign of him. In my mind, I started thinking, what happened? Did he take a wrong turn? Did he get hurt? Did he give up? That just didn't seem like him. After waiting for what seemed like a really long time, I finally got a glimpse of him running towards the finish line. He was limping, and I could tell he was in pain. Every step brought a grimace to his face. But he kept going. He didn't give up. He never stopped. He crossed the finish line, and his coach immediately met him and began investigating the problem. While Connor was not seriously hurt, he had encountered some severe cramps. Though he did not win the prize that day, he did finish the race. Philippians 3:13-14 says, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. There is a prize worth the endurance we call life. While we might not always come in first place, and while there are times we might encounter struggles or pain, as believers we must never stop pressing toward the ultimate prize of heaven. While our eternity is not based on the works we achieve, God calls all of us to finish and to finish well. We must never stop trusting that God will be our coach, waiting for us at the finish line, and He will cheer us on toward the prize of eternity when we leave this life." Have you trusted Christ with your eternal finish?